and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Zach Marullo.
Hey, I'm Steph.
And welcome back to a new episode of Where the Wind Blows. Disney. Who doesn't love Disney?
I don't think there's any person alive who didn't grow up with Disney and loves it still.
Disney is amazing. I mean, yes. Yeah, just Disney is just the shit.
Even as college students, we can still say that.
Yeah, exactly, because it's just... You know, that's what you grew up with.
It's that epic.
I don't care how old you are. It's Disney.
Yes. Anyone who says Disney is stupid should get smacked upside the face.
Amen.
Have you been to Disney World? There's roller coasters there.
Exactly.
It's not for little kids. Well, it is in some parts, but...
Most parts,
it's for everyone.
Kids. Yeah.
It really is.
They've made it so that the adults who have to take the kids have fun, too. That's why in every Disney movie, there's adult humor. so that the adults can actually stay in the same room and watch it.
Oh, God, it's so true. It really is so true.
Like, most TV shows, like, for kids you see nowadays, the adults are all just like, get me the hell out of here. This is so stupid. Disney movies has some adult humor in there, so the adults will actually stay and watch and have fun as well. Disney has got this down packed. They've been around for almost 100 years. Think about that. Disney has been making stuff for over 100 years.
Holy. No.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
They've been making cartoons for over 100 years. They have got this down packed. Even after Walt is gone, they're still making good stuff. Maybe not as good as when he was alive, but still really, really good.
I feel young now. Holy crap. Jeez. Rest in peace, Walt.
Shave off that beard and call you Babyface.
Might as well. Jeez.
Oh, God.
Harry just needs to go white now.
Yeah.
With time. Jeez. But, so what do you got up for your show tonight, Zach?
Still working on it. Let you know in half an hour.
How does it sound so far?
First three songs are good.
That's good. Didn't you overshoot your show this week?
A little bit, but I'm fixing it slowly but surely.
Good boy. Steph, what brings you to the studio today?
You. I don't know. I thought it'd be fun. Yeah, basically you.
Well, let's put it. Well, you heard there was a Disney show.
I like Disney.
Hey, there's your reason. That's probably the main reason. Hey, Disney, I gotta be there.
Basically, yes. Okay.
And to make sure she stays here, let's play more.
I think that's a great idea. Let's play some more Disney. You'll stay here, right? As long as we play Disney?
No.
But if we play Disney?
I'm leaving.
Okay. Good luck. Anyways, so...
As long as you give me my sweater back first.
All right, we're going to bring you back to some more Disney classics here with the Dwarfs chorus, Hi-Ho.
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 No, different context.
Seriously.
I'm going with the rapper. I'm thinking
Zachary Murillo.
Hey, I wasn't pointing at her.
Yeah.
No, I was pointing at my computer because it's like, you guys are listening to Disney, and I've got all the remixes and stuff going on here, so my mind just went in the dirty direction.
Oh, God.
My mind went adult here. Adult humor. Sorry
good
about
job.
That.
No, it's okay. All right, we're back with the Dwarfs from the Seven Dwarfs. Which was made in 1937. The very first full feature-length animated
None
film.
None of us were alive.
I was.
Except maybe the grandparents about? Out there listening. Maybe you
were
talking
about I was there. I was alive.
My grandma was born in 36.
I forgot our time-traveling Asian ninja magician.
Kelvin Wong has seen this film.
Saw it when it came out.
He went to theaters. He paid a nickel to get in.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Please. It wasn't that expensive back then.
Guys, the Dwarf Chorus with Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows.
We dig in our mind the whole day through. To dig is what we like to do.
It ain't no trick to get rich quick
if you dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine. Where a million diamonds shine. We dig from early morn till night. We dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamonds by the score.
1,000 rubies sometimes more.
But we don't know what we dig them for.
We dig.
Hi.
we go. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, it's home from whence we go. Hi ho, hi ho,
hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, it's home from whence we go. Hi ho, hi ho,
hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to save me aching nose,
the biggest word you've ever heard. And this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We traveled all around the world, and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Maharajas pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me out to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. But that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
Beef ragu, cheese souffle, pie and pudding
on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bear.
Come on and lift your glass, you've won your own free pass to be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting. Needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle. Flabby, fat, and lazy, you walked in and oops-a-daisy!
It's a guest, it's a guest, sakes alive, and I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured, and thank the Lord, I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With this, she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cup's still there, so shooing, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I've been hot, heaven's sake. takes us at a spot. Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two? For you, our guest.
He's our guest.
She's our guest.
He's our guest. He's our guest. He's our guest. I'm the man's your request. It's 10 years since we had anybody here, and we're obsessed. With your needs, yes, indeed, we interfere. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you live in darkness for time.
Cause one by one, till you shout,
enough, I've done.
Then we'll sing you off to sleep as you digest.
So prop your feet up, but for now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Be
les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve little fish. First I cut off their heads and I pull out their bones. Ah mais oui, ça c'est toujours délicieux. Les poissons, hi hi hi, ha ha ha. With a cleaver I hack them in two. I pull out what's inside and I serve it up. I've got a love little fishes, don't you? Here's something for tempting the palate. Preparing the classic technique. First you pound the fish flat with the mallet. Then you slash through the skin, give the belly a stir. You rub some salt in, cause that makes it this nice. Zut alors, I have missed one. Sacrebleu, what is this? How on earth could I miss such a sweet little succulent crab? Quel dommage, what a loss. Here we go, in the sauce. Now some flour, I think, just enough. Now I'll stuff you with bread. Don't hurt, cause you're dead. And you're certainly lucky you are. Cause it's gonna be hot in my big silver pot. Tout de nuit, mon poisson, au revoir.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford, that's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff-raff, straight rat, scoundrel, take back.
Just a little snack, guys.
Rip him open, take it back, guys.
I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. No friend Abu.
Who? Oh, it's that old man, it's at the bottom. He's become a one-man rising crime.
I blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes, one skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman, one hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop, thief!
Vandal!
Well paid!
Scoundrel!
Let's not be too hasty. To live, gotta steal to eat, otherwise we'd get along. One jump ahead of the hoof beats, one hop ahead of the hump, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand in, wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
They're black.
They're brown.
They're up.
They're down.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all above.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here.
They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware, beware, be a very wary bear. A heffalump or woozle is very confusal. A heffalump or woozle's very sly.
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 They come in ones and twosles, but if they so choosles, before your eyes you'll see them multiply.
Why?
They're extraordinary, so better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size!
Size!
If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the thing you prize. Beware, beware, be a very wary bear. So better be wary, because they come in every shape and size.
Size!
Size! If honey's what you covet, you'll find that they love it, because they'll guzzle up the thing you prize.
They're black.
They're brown.
They're up.
They're down.
They're in.
They're out.
They're all about.
They're far.
They're near.
They're gone.
They're here. They're quick and slick.
They're insincere.
Beware, 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 beware.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, broadcasting to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications, live on the Danforth. Here is Where the Wind Blows with E.T., Zach, and Steph.
Are you going to tell them what they heard?
No, they
should probably tell the songs.
Yeah.
Ugh,
go through the whole list.
Oh, God.
Give me time to finish my show.
You dick. Well, you heard... Absolutely. You heard the Circle of Life at the very beginning of the show, then you heard the dwarfs from the
Snow White singing Hi Ho.
Hi Ho. And then you heard Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, Les Poissons from Little Mermaid, Be Our that one was doubled. No. Never mind. That one was doubled. One Jump Ahead from Aladdin, and Heffalumps and Woozles from Winnie the Pooh. That is your recap of the last few minutes. Ish, 20 minutes.
Sweet. I'd say something, but I'm not allowed to be mean to you on air.
Go for it.
E.T. was scared during Heffalumps and Woozles.
It was just weird.
It's not a creepy song. It's just a dream sequence.
Yeah, but for those people who haven't seen it, I mean, I've seen it. But for those who haven't seen it, it's like, that sounds kind of creepy.
It's just little different colored heffalumps and woozles, which
what
are...
What the hell is a heffalump and what the hell is a woozle?
Elephants and weasels. Heffalumps and woozles.
Oh. Did you catch that, Zach?
Yes, but I still don't know what that movie is or that show.
Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
I never watched that as a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Deprived. So, what's your favorite Disney movie, guys? I'll put up the thing on the Facebook. You guys go at it.
My problem is there's way too many to choose from.
Steph,
Fox
what
and
is
the Hound.
It? Why?
Because it's adorable, and at the same time, it makes me cry every time. I have to admit it. I bawl. I weep.
Why?
During that movie. The scene where the lady has to drop off Todd in the forest because she can't keep him anymore because the poacher's going after him. And, like, she's driving away from him, and he's just sitting there all lonely and sad, this lonely, sad, adorable fox. And then it starts raining, and it's a terrible night, and it's just so sad. Like, it breaks your heart to watch this part of the movie.
Did you cry when Bambi's mother died, too?
That was going to lead me to my favorites.
What's that?
I actually have three favorites, one for each type of thing. When it comes to the actual story, I like Bambi.
Bambi is a good story.
When it comes to music, like the musical numbers, Aladdin. And Robin Williams, but that's another story. When it comes to the actual technical aspect of the animation, Bug's Life.
Yes.
See, I'm thinking the good part about Bambi is the characters. I mean, Thumper. And then you've got,
oh, Thumper.
He can call me Flower if he wants to. I don't mind.
Were you in that movie?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was like, made before I was
She's the behind-the-scenes scriptwriter for every single Disney movie.
I wouldn't be surprised. I watched them a lot as a child, people.
Don't worry,
I remember
we all
things.
Did. We all did. What about you, E.T.?
Aladdin. Aladdin was my favorite Disney movie when I was a kid.
Love the genie.
That's what it was. It was the genie. It's still Aladdin.
Robin Williams for the
it's
win.
It's still Aladdin.
Robin Williams for the win.
Oh, you guys are weird.
Nobody could play a better genie. Not even the guy who played Homer Simpson, who did that in Aladdin 2, the Return of Jafar. It was the guy, same guy who played Homer Simpson that played the genie. Robin Williams only did the first one. Very sad, very sad. What about you guys out there? What's your favorite Disney movie? We've got a poll going up on Facebook. Add your own, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, or you can tweet us where wind blows are on the Twitter. Or I'd say call us in, but the...
phone's not working.
Yeah. The phone, it just... Well, the phone itself is working. Just our little connector that, you know, it's supposed to connect it to the board isn't working.
No, that's not it. There's no power running to it.
Yeah, the power cord.
We don't have a power cord.
Yeah. We're that much under budget, people.
It's unfortunate.
We don't even have a power cord.
Yeah, it's...
That's really
so
sad. That really is sad. I'm not gonna lie.
We need to talk to the coordinators about doing a fundraiser to get us a
Marnell
car wash.
Come fix this shit right.
Can't fix it if there's nothing to fix it with.
Duct tape.
Can't make a power cord out of duct tape. Can't do that.
Red green could do it.
Probably.
Red Green
could
definitely do it. Yeah.
I remember the one time when Red Green was on Sesame Street. This is totally off topic. But
what? Whoa. Red Green was on Sesame Street?
Yes. Red Green was on Sesame Street. And I don't remember who it was. It might have been Big Bird. But their fridge was broken. And he decided to fix it with duct tape.
Did you know this, Zach?
And
no.
And he.
That is amazing.
He duct taped it closed. He duct taped it closed to fix it. So they were just kind of like, wait a minute, something's wrong with that, because now we can't open the fridge.
That's awesome, actually. I knew recently that Sesame Street has been getting, like, famous people nowadays.
Oh, it wasn't recently. Definitely not.
Red Green was on Sesame Street?
Yes.
Where was I?
Katy Perry was also on Sesame Street.
Oh, Lord help us all.
There was that whole scandal.
Lord help us. Katy Perry on Sesame Street.
She was apparently supposed to wear an Elmo dress where Elmo's eyes are on her chest. You can imagine where.
Oh, God.
Are you sure it wasn't Lady Gaga?
Google that shit.
Google it.
Oh, someone's with Snow White. Someone's favorite Disney movie. Calvin Wong's favorite Disney movie is Snow White. Why? Because he saw it in theaters when it first came out.
Not to be racist one bit, but I thought it'd be Mulan. Not to be racist one bit.
Insert laugh track here.
Oh, God. No, Kelvin, why? Just why?
Because it was the very first full-length featured, you know, animated film.
Yeah, historically it's great, but her voice is so annoying.
Yeah. But this is the 30s. Every woman's voice was annoying back then.
That's so true.
My grandmother was born in the 30s.
She probably sounded funny then, too. Not now.
She didn't sound funny.
How do you know? You weren't born back then.
Oh! She didn't sound funny, okay?
Are you sure?
Don't be insulting my grandma.
I'm not insulting every woman from that era.
You guys are mean. You're
no,
mean
me.
Men.
Yeah, no, I'm not a mean man.
You laughed.
Did not. Anyway, we're going to go back to some more Disney music, guys. Keep bringing those Facebook posts, wherethewindblows@live.com or wherewindblowsare on Twitter. And we want to know what your favorite Disney movie is and why. I don't know how you can put why on a poll, but, you know, just let us know somehow why it's your favorite Disney movie.
In the comment section. Yeah. Oh. Down below. You have to put it down below.
Alrighty, here is I Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King. Everybody knows this song. This was a great song, wasn't it?
It's still epic now. Same with the first song we played. Oh, my God. Like, literally, Lion King's great. That first song, you can close your eyes and just picture everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just can't wait to be king here on Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows, your hosts, E.T., Zach, and Steph.
I'm gonna be your mighty king, so enemies beware.
Well, I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
Up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
board. Thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What, I mean, what?
No one's saying stop there.
No, what, you don't
no
realize.
One's saying see.
That's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart-to-heart.
Kings don't need advice from little hornbills for a start.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left, everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing.
Under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, or the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But go under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea we have to hook up. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, did the earth start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The newt play, the flute, the cop play, the hop, the place play, the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play, the brass, the chub play, the tub, the flute is the duke of soul. The way he can play, the names on the strings, the chub rocking on the blackfish, he sings the spelt and the sprat, they know where it's at, they know that blowfish blow!
under the sea. When the sardine begin to begin, it's music to me. What do they got?
A lot of sun.
We got a hot
crustacean band.
Each little clown here know how to jam here
under the sea.
Each little slug here cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, now we in luck here
under the sea.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Like a chicharoni, like they make at home, or a healthy fish with a big backbone. I'm Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. I've got that wanderlust, gotta walk the scene, gotta kick up highway dust. Feel the grass that's green. Gotta strut them city streets, showing off my eclat. Yeah. Telling my friends of the social elite, or some cute cat I happen to meet, that I'm Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. I'm king of the highway, prince of the boulevard, duke of the avant-garde. The world is my backyard, so if you're going my way, that's the road you want to seek. Calcutta to Rome, or home sweet home in Paris. Magnifique you all. I only got myself and this big old world, but I sip that cup of life with my fingers curled. I don't worry what road to take, I don't have to think of that. Whatever I take is the road I make. It's the road of life, make no mistake, for me. Yeah, Abraham De Lacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. That's right, and I'm very proud of that. Yeah.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend. Waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore, where the gulls fly free, don't know what for. What I dream the day might send just around the river bend for me. Those trees are right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For a handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend. Just around the river bend. I look once more. Just around the river bend, beyond the shore. Somewhere past the sea, don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend? Just around the river bend. Steady as the beating drum. Should I marry Coco-um? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Oh, the song wasn't done yet. Hold on. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with your hosts, E.T., Zach, and Steph. The time is 7:42. We have just over a half an hour left the show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and a lot more good music for you.
Hell yes.
Definitely.
We've got some more posts here for our favorite Disney movies. Hold on, let me just pull this up here. Hercules. My father, Robert Terry, who apparently is tuning in right now. his favorite movie is Hercules.
Good choice.
Way to go, Dad. You'll like the next song that we play for you coming up then. I actually think it's one of your favorite songs in the film. The Lion King is Helena Marie. That's your favorite. Kelvin Wong was Snow White. We know you were Fox and the Hound, and Sarah Barra Lemon, you are, your favorite one is also Fox and the Hound. That's odd. It's odd to have two people like the same Disney movie. Cause
not
it's just
really.
Not really that odd.
Well, one that's like not like as popular as, let's say, The Lion King.
I'm glaring at you right now.
It's a wonderful movie.
It is,
it's a beautiful movie.
It's very well known.
Absolutely. So, did you guys know, other than the reason that I told you during the music break, that when Disney... What the hell was that, Zach?
You didn't hear my sound effect earlier.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, whatever. Anyways, that when Disney and Pixar joined forces, if you must say, they had...
Teamed up.
Thank you. They okay, yeah, that was pretty much it. No, no, because Pixar is still its own company.
But Disney it's still owned by Disney.
No,
it's a
no.
Sub-corporate.
So it's kind of like, you know, that Coca-Cola owns Pepsi.
No,
they do.
No,
Coca-Cola owns Pepsi. Google that shit.
I will, because I know
true.
You're wrong.
Oh, I'm not wrong. Google, Google owns Pepsi. No, Coca-Cola owns Pepsi. Anyways, when Disney Pixar was formed. They had five big movies that they wanted to do. There was Toy Story. Steph, you're going to help me out here. Don't yawn.
Finding Nemo.
Sorry, where were we?
Toy Story,
Finding Nemo. There was Up, WALL-E, and...
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Incorporated. Were the five Disney... Disney Pixar films... that they wanted to accomplish. And if you look closely through... I was wrong?
Yes.
Oh, shit. if you look closely in each one of those Disney movies, you will find something from each one of those other Disney movies. Did you know that?
Hmm. Well, anything you after will. Those movies. Anything
no,
before,
no.
Won't.
No. In Toy Story, I believe there is a stuffed... what was it? I believe... No, sorry. In Toy Story, they cut out this frame. It was in a couple frames that they took out, but you see a box in the garage near the end of the movie that looks exactly like Wally. A Monsters Inc. What stuffed animal? What is one of the stuffed animals in Boo's room? Nemo.
Yeah, I knew they had the different little things. I just don't know what they are.
Look it up. Mind
that
blast.
Was my head.
And that was before all these films came. I think there's also more in Toy Story. I believe there is a Nemo in Toy Story as well. I believe. I could be mistaken, though. I have to put this pop filter back on. Give me a second.
I've got one.
Well, I mean, that's true a lot of the animated ones, too, though.
I've got one that's pretty obvious. In Cars, the sky, exactly like the wallpaper in Andy's room in Toy Story.
Ooh.
Cars wasn't one of the ones that you said.
Cars is not one of the big five.
But a lot of the classic Disney movies have the same thing.
Toy Story, yes. Oh, true. Yeah, Toy Story. Toy Story is one of the big ones. So, yes, it would have been in Cars.
So the wallpaper in Cars is.
But Cars isn't the one.
But the thing is, like, what I'm trying to say is, between those five, they are in every movie. They're all connected in some way or another. It's really interesting to see. You can Google it. Google Disney Pixar. I believe it's called. Oh, it's just the. Well, there's some. It's Disney Pixar. Five stars or. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I hope somebody, if somebody has the actual answer out there, just let us know on the Facebook page. But they have like the big five that they plan to do when they form. They say, okay, they sat down and like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this movie, this movie, this movie, and this movie. And the most recent out of all those is?
Up.
Up, which is another one of my favorite Disney movies.
It's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I like Kevin.
Hi, I'm Doug. I hid under your porch because I love you.
No, but like, remember in Aladdin, when they just get out of the Cave of Wonders, and you know he tricked Genie into helping him, and he starts trying to figure out like whatever spell or magic he's gonna use to turn Aladdin into a prince.
Yeah.
And he pulls out the crab. That's exactly like Sebastian and everything. Like the classic Disney movies have the connections
classic,
too.
Yes, the classic Disney movies, yes. But like I said, within those top five Disney film, like Disney Pixar films, you know, the big five, that was, you're running your leg against my foot. I don't think that's something that should be said on air.
I've got another thing that links.
I was just moving my chair, and all of a sudden I realized that your foot was on my leg.
Another thing that links that? All the movies, a common voice actor, John Ratzenberger. He's been in so many.
He's been
Pixar
in
movies.
Most of them. A good chunk of them.
He's in Wall-E, Toy Story.
He is in Up.
Up.
Up. Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. He's in...
Disney Pixar, mostly.
Else? The Incredibles. He's in...
He plays a lot of...
Finding Nemo.
He plays minor roles.
Minor roles, yes, but he's in every single one.
Every single
Cars,
Disney Pixar.
In the very end, in Cars, they're going through all the movies where he's voiced. Like in
Oh, really?
Obviously.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's in all of them.
He is. That's he's in all the Disney Pixar movies. It's kind of cool. But going back to some of the some more Disney music here, we've got. I forgot to cue this. My bad.
A whoops.
I did a whoops. Since one of our listeners out there's favorite movie has the song in it, we'll just say this one goes out to Rob. This is One Last Hope. From Hercules here on Centennial Internet Radio. Centennial Internet Radio is Where the Wind Blows with your hosts, E.T., Zach, and Steph. Here it is.
So you wanna be a hero, kid? Well, whoop-dee-doo. I have been around the block before with blockheads just like you. Each and every one a disappointment, pain, ache, for which there ain't no ointment. So much for excuses, though a kid is Zeus's. Asking me to jump into the fray. My answer is two words. Okay. Oh, you win. Oh, God. Oy vey. I'd given up hope that someone would come along. A fella who'd ring the bell for once, not the gong. The kind who wins trophies won't settle for low fees, at least semi-basic. But no, I get the greenhorn. I've been out to pasture, pound my ambition gone. Content to spend lazy days and to graze my life. But you need an advisor, a sainter but wiser, a good merchandiser, and whoa! There goes my ulcer! I'm down to one less hope, and I hope it's you. No kid, you're not exactly a dream come true. I trained enough turkeys who never came true. You're my one last hope, so you'll have to do. Demigods have faced the odds and ended up a mockery. Don't believe the stories that you read on all the crockery. To be a true hero, kid, is a dying art. Like painting a masterpiece, it's a work of heart. It takes more than sinew, comes down to what's in you. You have to continue to grow. Now that's more like it! I'm down to one last shot and my last high note before that blasted underworld gets my goat. My dreams are on you, kid. Go make them come true. Climb that uphill slope. Keep pushing that envelope. You're my one last hope, and kid, it's up to you.
Get to Neverland.
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than pie.
He can fly!
He can fly!
He flew.
Now you
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Underneath a magic moon, I'll think I'm in a pirate's cave.
I think I'll be an engine brain.
Now everybody try. One, two, three.
We can fly, we can fly, we can fly!
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust. Now, think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Let's all try it just once more.
Look, we're rising off the floor.
Jim and me.
Oh, my. We can fly.
You can fly.
We can fly.
Come on, everybody. Here we go. Up to Neverland.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things, it's the same as having wings.
Take the path that moonbeams make.
If the moon is still awake, you'll see him wink his eye.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Go with a cry and ho to the stars beyond the blue.
There's a Neverland waiting for you, where all your happy dreams come true. Every dream that you dream will come true.
Come on, Nana.
Wait.
Wendy. Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start.
Think of all the joy you'll find when you leave the world behind.
And
princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world. Breath to see.
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn a surprise. Every moment red letter. I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
A whole new.
Phrase.
Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood down. And oh, the shame! What a change in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted!
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing praise.
Hakuna Matata.
you're the best of friends, having so much fun together. You're not even aware you're such a funny pair. You're the best of friends. Life's a happy game. You could clown around forever. Neither one of you sees your natural boundaries. Life's one happy game. If only the world wouldn't get in the way. If only people would just let you play. They say you're both being fools. You're breaking all the rules. They can't understand the magic of your wonderland. When you're the best of friends, sharing all that you discover. When these moments have passed, will that friendship last? Who can say there's a way? Oh, I hope it never ends. 'Cause you.
Every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. To the comb, never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find their task is not a grind.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Oh, they weren't done yet. Oh, well, whatever.
Close enough.
Welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 8:09. We've only got a few minutes left. But don't worry, because Zach's show, The Jukebox, will be following at, what time,
8:30.
Zach? 8:30. You're not Zach.
I am Zach.
She's wearing my sweater. It kind of counts.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Hi, Steph. What's up?
I'm not Steph, though.
We're
both Zach.
Ouch.
We're both Zach.
So I'm gay.
No, your girlfriend's just confused.
His parents are listening to this. Okay. This is awkward.
A little bit. Anyways, so yeah, you just heard some music from you heard You Can Fly, One Last Hope from Hercules, which was thrown out to you, Rob. Then you heard You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly from Peter Pan.
Hell yeah.
A Whole New World from Aladdin. Hakuna Matata from, I wrote Aladdin for some reason. But that's definitely from Disney. Not Disney, but
The Lion King.
The Lion King. And then Best of Friends from Fox and the Hound and A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins. Boom. I actually, wow. We have 5 minutes left of our show.
I think you need a nap during the next song.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Holy
I'll
hell.
I'll take over afterwards.
But he can't nap during the next song because it's too good.
Because all three of us in the studio here will be singing along.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
It's one of those classic Disney songs. And it's from one of those big five Disney Pixar movies. That's right.
That's right. He said it without stuttering.
Oh, we have
very
we have,
impressive.
We have hold on, Janet Vester's Terry. My mom, oh, she's listening too. Sweet, her favorite Disney movie is Finding Nemo.
Good choice.
I thought so.
I like that movie too.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Swimming.
Oh, fish I wish are I, friends, not food.
I wish I could speak whale. Anyways, guys, we're just about out of time. We've got only one more song left for you here. And as soon as like the first note hits, you will know exactly what this song is once I find it. Again, Zach, take over. Tell us a bit about your next show.
Not much to say. We got a bunch of requests in this week. Lots of good music for you guys. A little bit late on the preparation part for you guys. I apologize, but
it happens.
Yeah.
It was too much music to go through.
I've gone to air with nothing. Just completely winged,
we all know that.
Winged music and topics, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't the worst show in the world.
No, it was
because
pretty
good. The first show you did that, you decided, you know what, I'm going to do every show like this, and if I do a little bit of preparation, so what?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Lord, that was a lot of fun. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are just about out of time here, but we want to, all three of us here, want to thank you for tuning in tonight, so why don't you guys go and say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyways, but don't exit that browser. Don't do it. I see you're doing it now. Don't hit that X. Why? Because the jukebox is coming at 8:30, and you're not going to want to miss this show.
Definitely not. Lots of good music.
And us.
Yes, we're going to be here too.
Yes. Oh, also, almost forgot, as a kind of preview to next week's show, we've got Kelvin Wong doing a whole awesome mix for us.
Epic.
For the jukebox.
Epic.
Next week's show.
I'm here. I'm
yes.
down.
It's going to be awesome. Kelvin has told me
I
so.
I don't know.
I have previewed a bit of it. It is going to be wicked. So
awesome.
Don't forget to tune in next week, and definitely don't forget to tune in
awesome.
In just over 15 minutes.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time here on Centennial Internet Radio.
Aww.
From the Danforth at Centennial College. Anyways, so that's it. I'm E.T.
I'm Zach.
I'm Steph.
And good night, and don't forget, you've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When you're rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember old past it. Boy, you got a friend in me. you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.